Well, thanks. That really was one of the first songs I wrote about worship. Well, I think I wrote Indescribable before I wrote that song, but I didn't realize that Indescribable was a worship song. I know that sounds kind of funny. I had written it and I thought, it's just a song with a bunch of big words about God. And I thought, no one will ever sing this in their churches because the words are just way too big. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just huge. They're like five syllables. No one's ever going to sing that stuff. And so, but I'm glad that I was wrong, and the Lord really surprised me with all of that. But I've been a worship leader for, I guess, about 5 years now, which is not very long at all. And I mentioned earlier that I feel like I kind of fell into the job a little bit, and I feel like I kind of fell into ministry. Does anyone else feel that way? All of a sudden, you're like, wow, I am in full-time ministry, and I am the most unlikely suspect to ever be invited into that role by God. But I grew up, like I mentioned, you know, I was in orchestra. I know what you guys think about orchestra people. I'm just kidding. Oh, we were the people that didn't get any funding because everything went to football, but I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Actually, in our school, Spartanburg High School, did we have some Spartanburg High School people? Yeah, two of them. Yeah. I'm from Spartanburg, South Carolina, right down the road from here. But I grew up at Spartanburg High School, and we had a great orchestra program, and the director of it had just invested a lot in me, and I played string bass. Do y'all know what that is? The big old bass. Usually you see it bluegrass. I've gotten to do a whole lot of different stuff with it. Yeah, are you a bass player?
No.
No, you just like it. I like that. I like that you like it. So anyway, I was playing this, and I just kind of getting attention from different people from different colleges and stuff. And I mean, like most of you guys probably did the same thing with sports. And I remember it was the summer, the spring semester of my freshman year. That's when it was. And I was planning on going and doing this, what do they call it? Like an institute up in New York for orchestra people. Y'all have no idea what I'm talking about. Jason was telling me earlier about going to Allstate with his tuba.
Thanks, Laura.
And I was like, yeah, you don't want to tell anyone that around here. So just let me. I'll tell them for you. Because let's face it, you know, the only thing dorkier than an orchestra nerd is a band nerd. Can I say that?
Sure. You're the boss. I mean.
And I, you're great. I don't want you to leave right now. But anyway, so I was preparing for this really exciting orchestra program I was doing during the summer, and I went home to visit my high school sweetheart, which now I'm married to, and we were throwing football one day just at this big field, and I don't exactly remember what happened, but I know that I jumped up to get the football, and the person that will remain nameless, I just won't throw him under the bus right now, but this other person kind of went like this, and I somehow fell down and fell on my arm, and I heard it go pop. So I'm not saying that he broke my arm, but I'm saying there were only two of us there, and I didn't do it on my own. So, you know, in his response as the very, you know, sensitive athlete that he was, come on, shake it off, Laura. Be a team player. And I thought, I do not want to date you anymore. I want to go to the doctor. So ended up finding out that my arm was broken, which really is not good for a music performance major. And I did not have any idea what I was going to do that summer, and ended up, to make a long story a little bit shorter, ended up on this mission trip to Mongolia. I'd never been on a mission trip before, but I was attending this church, and the pastor, I got up there and said, well, do y'all know Adrian Dupree? Okay, it's Adrian's fault. That's really not the arm stuff, but everything after that point. And Adrian Dupree, he speaks at a bunch of different stuff and has done a lot with the University of South Carolina football team. Anyway, just great guy. I'd heard him speak, and he said, you know, God can use anybody. It's not about ability, it's about availability. And I remember thinking, you know, with my little gimp arm, at this point, just to let me paint the picture for you, I couldn't do anything. Like, I had a stick shift car, and I couldn't drive my car. I had to drop half of my classes. I had to, this is terrible. I couldn't even put on my own deodorant. And so, and I had transferred, so I'm brand new at this school, and it's kind of like, hey, I'm Laura. Could you help me? It was terrible. Anyway, but I remember hearing Adrian say, God can use anyone. And I kind of went up to him afterwards and said, okay, I'd like to test that theory out. And he told me later, he said, Laura, I have no idea. You were a mess. I have no idea why we thought it'd be a good idea to take you on that trip with us. But obviously, God had bigger plans. God had the blimp view, you know. But I remember going there, and I had my whole life used my gifts as arrows pointing towards me. And it just never even occurred to me that God would have given me talents as arrows to be used pointing towards him. And sometimes God breaks us in order to show us that stuff. I bet there's countless stories in this room of that. But anyway, coming out of that summer, I remember thinking, I don't care if I ever play music again. I just want to get out there and tell people about Jesus. And it was neat that the Lord, about a couple months later, I was in college at Columbia Bible College. Has anyone ever heard of that? Yeah. They have a great sports program that's really thriving. Anyway, actually, this is terrible. Actually, they had a softball team, a women's softball team that I joined. And when I say I joined it, I went to the practices, but I never showed up for a game because I was too scared of the getting hit by the ball. So anyway, so I was kind of on the team. What was I talking about?
Jesus? Yep.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. I wish Crawford was here to jump up here and say something spiritual. Okay. But anyway, so I'm at that school. I ended up running into meeting two other guys, and we ended up forming a band, which is exactly what you parents want your kids to do, you know, their sophomore year of college, is to join a band and take some time off of school. But and we had this little band called Siler's Bald, and we were has anyone ever heard of Siler's Bald? Wow! Our 8 fans in one place. That's amazing. That never happens to us. So we made the CD, and this was the first song I ever wrote, and I've just been singing it since then because it's a song about God's grace. It's a song about, it's not necessarily about how we think we're going to use our gifts to serve God, but he just has this plan. He just wants us to be available.